We are getting more and more information from different levels of government as the days go by. And today, Premier Doug Ford announced the upcoming closure of all non-essential businesses. The order will come into effect tomorrow night, 11:59 p.m., will remain in place for at least 2 weeks. And sources saying quite strongly that the LCBO and the beer store will remain open during the mandatory shutdown of businesses. And it's interesting that this news came today because somebody reached out to me over the weekend wishing to remain anonymous, someone who is an employee of the LCBO, and talking about the fact that they are scared to go to work right now. They don't feel like the proper measures for safety are in place at every single store, and they don't know what the consequences are of not going to work, especially if the government has declared that you are to remain open. So joining us to talk about this is our friend Howard Levitt, a host of Employment Law, Canada's top employment lawyer. And he is featured every day on the Jerry Acar Show from 10 to 10:30, as well as on his own show, Employment Law. Hi, Howard. Thanks for doing this.
Barb, thanks for having me.
For old time's sake, where do we find you tonight? Self-isolating,
exactly.
I hope.
Well, I'm at home. Okay. Where else am I going to be?
Are you going into the office or your home? You're working from home.
I'm in the office today for a couple of hours. I'm going to go to the office tomorrow, my last chance for a couple of hours, trying to think what files I need to bring home, and then that's it.
Okay. I have understood from listening.
By the way, I came in with a mask, and I won't go into the elevator if anybody else is in. If somebody else enters, and I leave the elevator. That's how I'm safe. Isolating.
That's perfect. And social distancing, that's perfect.
Yes.
And people who are working for companies that are considered essential services, some of them feel, well, they're on the front line and they feel vulnerable. And so I wanted to have this person's questions answered. And I think I know some of the answers. But if the government says this business is staying open and they don't want to go in, what are their choices?
Well, they have one choice. And that is to call the Ministry of Labor, ask for a health and safety inspector who will go in and determine whether it's safe to work. If they determine it's, and they don't have to work until that happens. And it might take a little while these days to get a government inspector in. And they can't be retaliated against, can't be fired or otherwise disciplined for doing that. If the inspector eventually comes and says it's safe to work, they have to work or they've resigned. If they say it's not safe to work, of course, they can go home.
I assume they would be identified because they would have to say to their boss, I've requested somebody from the Ministry of Labor come in, and I'm not going to come in until they've deemed it a safe workplace.
Quite right, but there's always a but. Section 50 of the Occupational Health and Safety Act says if there's any reprisal against anyone asking for an inspector or making any occupational safety issue, there's very significant remedies, including reinstatement and damages. So they are protected. I understand people don't want to make those kinds of waves, but that really is their recourse. And they're taking diary notes about exactly what's happening. If they're being forced to work too closely to other people, if they're not given the proper safety gear, if the company says we're not going to let you wear masks, that should all be documented.
Yeah, I mean, I think the indication was some of that, a company not wanting people to wear masks and also running out of things like sanitizer and gloves and things that would make employees feel safer.
Well, that may be good reason for an inspector to say, employee, you can go home, and by the way, the rest of you can go home too. And that would override a mandate from the government saying it's an essential service. Maybe an essential service, but people are allowed to work safely.
I guess another question that came up was if certain services are deemed essential, why would the Ministry of Labor not take it upon themselves to go to those locations themselves? Are there just not enough of them to go everywhere?
Yeah, there's not enough of them to go anywhere. It's really an employee-driven process. They don't, well, certainly in these times, they're not going to be doing it themselves. They're already run off their feet. And they also, the inspectors also probably trepidatious about going into potentially hazardous workplaces. They're only people too.
Yeah. How would you feel if you were one of these people? I feel for the people who are told that they have to work because it's a scary time and people are unsure of a lot of things.
And there's so much misinformation and information that seems to be right until you get better information. That it's tough. But at the end of the day, if it is deemed to be safe, based on whatever the current medical information is, and the employee refuses to go in, I've said to employers who have been in that position with their employees, I think you've got a problem with your branding if you fire them for this. Just let them take an unpaid leave. And most employees can't afford an unpaid leave.
Right. That's right.
It. Here's another reality, Barb, right now that nobody, I don't think anyone's talked about this yet. If the government, as it has ordered all non-essential businesses closed, we're going to get the list of businesses tomorrow, but I'm guessing that's 98% of the workforce or 80% of the workforce, some large percentage of the workforce that will be ordered non-essential, or ruled non-essential, the company can lay them off with impunity and not pay them a penny. Because it's frustration of contract. It's government mandate. You can't work for those 2 weeks, or at least you can't stay open for those 2 weeks. So the employer has an excuse to suspend them, or as you wish to call it, lay them off for those 2 weeks without pay and without recourse. Whereas before that, I was able to say to employees laid off, you have a right to sue for wrongful dismissal if you wish to.
I've heard a lot of employers be unhappy with you about that, but it is, yes. The law is the law.
Like, I know I'm the messenger, and I've never been shot at so often, so regularly, with such ferocity, but there you go.
Well, not by us, though.
No. Oh, Jerry gave a little shot today.
No, really?
Well, I don't think he was personal, but he was having some fun.
And so one more question is, because you said people can't afford to be off work. So if we've got an employee doesn't want to go in, doesn't feel safe, the government says this business is staying open, which happens to be in this case, the LCBO, there's no way the person can just not go to work and apply for EI, can they?
Well, if they're told to go to work, they can't just say, I'm not working. It's a work refusal. They have to have the right to not go to work, and the only way they can have that right is by building up their case and calling the Ministry of Labor and then having the occupational safety officer say, you're right, you don't have to go to work. But if you resign, which effectively is what they're doing, if they refuse to go to work, they're AWOL. They don't get EI for that.
Okay. Howard Levitt, it's always great to have you on with us. Thank you for this.
Barb, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be talking to you soon, I hope.
Good. So do I. All right.
Canada's top employment lawyer, Howard Levitt, Levitt LLP.